Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Mayor Ernie will be here, the center of international intrigue. The mayor of Wildwood, Dane and I were on yesterday, and we were talking to Keith Hartzell, who's a councilman over in Ocean City, about the stabbing and other things there. I have here the directive that went out from the Murphy administration. Chapter and verse, page after page, through his attorney general to police officers. Did you know officers can be charged with official deprivation of civil rights if they knowingly but not necessarily intentionally violate the cannabis law requirements for investigating underage use? That charge is a third degree offense that carries a punishment of up to 5 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. Okay? So, I'll give you chapter and verse on one of the major reasons why these khaki punks in Ocean City and their lawyered-up parents and over in Wildwood, why we're seeing this sort of chaos. The police do not have authority anymore, and it's the Murphy administration. It's progressives. This is what they do. We went through it chapter and verse yesterday. They're out there now, a coalition, I think 17 shore communities coming together to try to pressure them. Well, they tried to do it before. Murphy doesn't care. And a magic thing that we learned yesterday, the guy we had on, mentioned the whales and mentioned the pressure on that and what Phil Murphy was doing on that front to destroy the Jersey Shore, but how the whale people have fought back effectively. Well, there's a lot more leverage with all these shore communities. They must have $1 billion or so. I think that's what Cape May brings in tourism dollars. Those are not going to be there forever if you have this sort of chaos. It's progressivism. It's the former attorney general. It's Murphy. You can't ask them. They only understand one thing, all out hand-to-hand combat on this. What are your points of leverage with this guy? The Trump trial. We'll play you in a little bit an astounding exchange with Robert De Niro with some guy in the street, De Niro and some January 6 officers were there making a circus out of this during the testimony. Now, the defense just told the judge a little while ago that they only had about a half hour left. So I guess that takes us maybe to lunchtime. And then after that, I'm hoping by 5 or 6 o'clock tonight, the prosecution will be done. That means tomorrow, finally, we get the jury instructions. And then they deliberate. This is cut five. Here is MSNBC legal analyst Anthony Coley on Trump hush money trial. What is this guy worried about? Here's what he said.
We saw them take a couple hits at Michael Cohen's credibility. We now know, for example, that in addition to being a convicted felon and a liar, we know that Michael Cohen, by his own admission, is a thief. So I expect to see defense attorneys return to those thematics. I think what I would worry about if I'm on the prosecution case, and I say this tongue in cheek, because I ran communications at arguably the largest law firm in the world, the U.S. Justice Department, I do worry that there are lawyers on this jury, not one, but two lawyers. And by my own experience, lawyers can sometimes be overly analytical. They can be hyper-technical. And I do worry that the non-lawyers on this jury may rely on the lawyers who, quite frankly, don't have expertise in this area of the law.
What the heck? So they're lawyers. See, he doesn't. Well, you know, I might go to Trump, so I'm going to cover all bases here. Over the weekend, it was an unrelenting parade all over the media of people trying to maybe reach these jurors if they're watching TV and say, it's a foregone conclusion. This guy's going to be guilty. The only way he won't be, if there's somebody who snuck onto this jury and is a holdout and is going out of their way to stop Trump from being convicted. That's the only way. That's not the way that I read it. And the sooner the better, we're going to see who's right. This has hung jury written all over it. And that's all that's needed here politically. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. And I hope the defense, I can't tell you that I've seen it yet because we're just going by blurbs from Fox, that they make it clear to these juries, hey, you're smart New Yorkers. You know, you're New Yorkers. You know the street. You're savvy and all that New York stuff, which is going to be the side question today. So don't let them punk you on this. That's what it's about. Even say that if you have to. Now, several people have said that the Blanche, the lead Trump defense attorney, should be zoning in and saying again and again, you have to decide for yourself. It's not a body as a jury that decides. You have to decide for yourself what happened here, and the elements of crime are not admitted on either case. Jonathan Turley, the best column I've seen today, went through all the things that you'd have to prove. Now, this judge has said, as far as the second crime, that's the one that triggers everything that Trump may have committed. The jury all don't have to agree. They can agree with one of three. It's like a menu here, column A and column B. Was there a tax violation? Was there a state campaign financing thing or a federal? Well, guess what? This is a state court. He has no federal jurisdiction. But the judge has said, I will put it down as one verdict, even if the jurors say they found different crimes, not all the same second crime that triggers everything. Wow. You talk about, you got to work the ref here. This ref is unworkable. This ref is in the tank, meaning the judge. So as I see it, we're going to get this verdict by the end of the week, sometime on Friday, probably. I would be surprised at that happening before then. And I think the longer it goes on, the better it is for Trump, because they're certainly not going to acquit him. That part we are all in agreement on. But De Niro being plugged into this, and he shows up with a mask. And then he's standing, surrounded in a group, though, Dan, when he's speaking with these people. Stunning. Then on top of that, yeah, there was one of the former Capitol Police there with him, or two of them, maybe. There were Biden operatives. And there was a guy with no neck. Oh, yeah. New York looked like right out of the book, just like I faced with the Big P confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got like a crew cut, the sunglasses, and he's flexing the neck constantly. Every time De Niro takes a step, he takes a step like he's Secret Service or something. And De Niro's got a giant big mask on. Then all of a sudden, he takes it off, though, standing there with people. All right. Do we have De Niro yet?
10 seconds, we'll have it.
There's Academy Award performance today in front of all this. As I said, we will have Mayor Ernie Triano here at 1230. He's much in the news. given Wildwood's reaction to the violence that happened over the weekend, using terms like civil unrest. Why the necessity to do that? And I give you a little taste of what Murphy and this attorney general did. Imagine you're a cop and you got little the khaki pants punks here. Our buddy Keith Hartzell is a councilman. If you were listening yesterday, you heard him. He runs a couple stores on the boardwalk in Ocean City. He talked about these kids standing there eating candy right in front of him, which is, what are you going to do about it? Do you have that, Dan?
I have De Niro.
Oh, too. De Niro. Yeah, I meant Hartzell, yes. Imagine a punk standing there, the salmon-colored khakis on. Mommy and daddy, lawyered up, let Junior go wild, standing there eating candy in front of you. Yeah. And telling you, essentially, what are you going to do about it? I'm a juvenile. You can't do anything. And the police can only act so far. They're afraid of this maniacal progressive crowd led by Phil Murphy. All right, here is De Niro, though. This is choice. Here's De Niro out in front of the Trump trial.
On January 6th, while Republican lawmakers despicably tried to keep the loser Trump,
the guy's doing it intentionally.
In the White House, and Trump-inspired insurrectionists stormed the Capitol, brave men and women from law enforcement put their lives on the line to defend this country, our democracy. They are the true heroes. These guys are the true heroes. They stood and put their lives on the line.
I need a better script.
These low lives for Trump.
Low lives.
They lied under oath.
They lied under oath.
They lied under oath.
These low lives. Like you would know low lives, wouldn't you, Bobby?
They lied under oath?
That's right.
What are you saying?
They're traitors.
You got. I don't know. I don't even know how to deal with you, my friend. I don't even know how to deal with you.
Put your mask back on.
They stood there. They didn't have to. And there were other ones in there who probably were in with them a little bit too. And they found a way to get around. Not these guys. They stood there and fought for us, for you, for you.
Well, they weren't fighting for me.
No. They fought for you, buddy. You're able to stand right here now.
It's car alarm. Only on the streets in New York City with the car alarm in the background.
I don't even know if it was that, Dan. I heard somebody say there was a guy just honking his horn, too. Could have been either one.
Well, that was a very, very rhythmic.
I like the honker. How about the guy in the costume there on the street? Yeah, exactly. All right. So De Niro there. And again, what does all this mean in the end? Well, if there's a hung jury, then Trump is rolling. If he's convicted, then that's going to be a tough call. I don't think he loses huge numbers of people, but maybe marginally. Some of these people in the suburbs have second thoughts. All right, let me give you the side question. And as I said, we'll have Mayor Ernie Triano at 12:30.
Entire show today with the car alarms in the background. How about that?
And as I said, this whole thing, we've been talking about it. Why did Ocean City, why did all these towns crack down curfews, particularly Ocean City? They did it because they hate the cops, the Murphy administration, their attorney general. Marijuana was made legal. He was afraid these brutal cops now are going to go after kids of color because they can't go after adults with marijuana. So he put in all these directives. I have all the language, Dan. Curbside warnings. A station house adjustment. And these bucks are looking at the cops and saying, we know what everybody knows now. You have no personal authority over me. Why should I follow this? I'm not going to do it. So that's why they're having trouble breaking this up. And I think that's what triggered the Wildwood civil unrest thing. What are you going to do when they can't have any other services? All hell's breaking loose. You've called in as many cops as you can. And it's Murphy again. Murphy and his minions destroying the Jersey Shore, just like with the whales thing. They care more about these punks. And again, these are not kids of color and all, by and large, in Ocean City and the like. This is a ridiculous situation here. All right, so let me give you the side question. New York jury, Dan convinced me of this, yes, and I'm very much down with it now at this point. New York, you know, it's nice to visit for a day, but there is
it's kind of overrated.
Well, for a day to go there, I think it's got some stuff.
Yeah, for a day.
But what are the things that are really bad? A person, well, De Niro, New York. There you go. There's a name. A person.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, a person or a thing about New York. Since this is an all New York jury, I'll take off the board. Friends. That's the first thing that came to mind. That show, Friends. That comes off the board. Traffic. You know how I hate traffic.
It's the bands.
Cars. And I'll throw one to the crowd, Joy Behar.
I can't even act like I like Joy Behar. She's terrible.
Yeah.
I'll take, how about the Lincoln Tunnel toll or the George Washington Bridge
congestion.
Toll? It's almost $20 now. I think it's 17 and change to get through. It's nuts. And then how about the not being able to stand? What's beautiful about Philadelphia is you can be anywhere in Philadelphia, Market, Walnut, wherever, and stand still and not get trampled by a crowd of people running you over. I remember working at Stern. Anytime I went out to Times Square, I couldn't stand still, and it was so infuriating. You'd have to, like, pull off into an alleyway if you wanted to take
That's
a
true.
Phone call.
Yeah. It's the foot traffic and traffic overall. And there's an arrogance with it, a sense, I'm a New Yorker. Watch where I'm walking here.
Yep.
I'm walking here. All right, 855-839. It's my Ratso Rizzo. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's the side question today. And is the Jersey Shore solution as simple as allowing police to exert their authority? And to say, you're going to move on here. You're not standing here doing this. You're not going to engage in this. You're not going to have underage alcohol or marijuana usage in a crowd like this. We're in charge here. You're not. Go and get mommy and daddy. We're going to bring you down there, and then they're going to have to come down there. The prosecutor talking tough in Cape May County. Let's see if he does it. Bring the parents in. Mayor Ernie and the mayor of Ocean City talking about unparented kids. Of course they are. They're punks. Tom Giordano Show. That's a side question today. Hit us with something terrible about New York. Person, place, thing, whatever you have, as this jury sits in judgment. And we're looking to see the defense wrap up maybe in the next 20 minutes or so. And they'll have to take a lunch break. Then they'll come back. And I think they're expecting the prosecution to wrap up today. That means tomorrow, then, is the big day when the jury finally gets the ball. It could go as long as weeks. The pressure cooker, that, I doubt it. I think this will not be, you know, a couple of hours. But I think 3 or 4 days. And that'll indicate to you that at least one juror is not convinced. If it's more than one, then we're going to get into a hung jury. If it's one, then you got to worry some kind of compromise. There's something called the Allen charge, where the judge will go back and tell them, if you're in the minority on this, I'm charging you with looking deep into this. Essentially, it's supposed to be a usually more of a pro-prosecution thing that moves a jury to consider in the public interest and all that. So the defense has to make the case today. Nobody can move you off this. You have the ultimate authority over this, even if it's one person. That's going to be a lot of pressure. That's why, based upon everything we've seen and the fear of the other side, that there are two lawyers here, they're wary of that. They know that not even announcing the second crime and the rulings of this judge and the jury charge tomorrow is going to be interesting. But one note, side note kind of, because I think this could be inconsequential in the end. In the documents case, the judge there, Judge Cannon, today ruled no gag order on the issue of President Trump and some of the comments he's made about the documents case. So no gag order will be placed on Trump. Of course, they're arguing that judge is in the tank. So here we go. This is, in a strangest of strange ways, the case, though. Biden wants to call him a convicted felon. And even CNN says there is not going to be a widespread number of people leaving President Trump, even if convicted. they're going to see in this, this is more persecution than prosecution. The problem is, though, we're playing a game of feet and inches here in Pennsylvania. And this could be the type of thing where they say it often enough. Some of these people that are leaning all over the place can justify the idea that I can't vote for a convicted felon, despite all that we've seen, despite everything that's going on here. Okay, now phone lines are 855-839-1210. Yeah, Times Square Elmo. Fantastic answer on Twitter, Dan tells me.
Josh Ash, great answer.
Yes, and you know, some of the Times Square annex that have gone on over the last few years.
The way it's worded on there, what or who is proof that New York City is terrible?
Yes, okay. Yeah, I made it New York. I was trying to be a little bit broader since this is an all New York.
Oh, sorry,
York
I can change it.
No, that's a no, no, okay, no. Okay. I'm going to leave it with that. As far as Mayor Ernie coming up, here's a little bit more. I have the Attorney General Law Enforcement Directive in the wake of marijuana being made legal. The directive outlines five mechanisms available to police officers and prosecutors to divert youth from the juvenile justice system, limit the likelihood of unnecessary detention. Curbside warnings. Well, cops already did curbside warnings, but these kids now think the curbside warning, like, who are you? So you're a cop giving me a curbside warning? Yo, come on. You got to knock it off here. You can't gather in group like this. You know what they're saying to cops now? What are you going to do? That's what's happening at the Jersey Shore. It's progressivism again. The same progressivism that gives us the attack on marine life, the attack on the beauty of the Jersey Shore. Also, a bunch of pinheaded progressives can get a gold star badge on climate. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm not saying that Murphy is intentionally targeting or trying to attack the Jersey Shore. What I am saying is that what we're seeing here is just an outright insidious attack on the summertime in the Jersey Shore by these progressive policies. Intended to do what? Well, intended to say that cops are racist, equity, inclusion, and really the ones benefiting from this, usually, particularly in Ocean City, appear to be a bunch of white punks. And Ocean City, you know, their brand is America's Family Resort. Big time. Just picture that, America's Family Resort. Mm-hmm. That brand is unbelievably valued. Remember when they had the seagulls attacking? I expect they're going to go all out like they did last year. I just think the mistake is maybe they thought this Memorial Day in Ocean City, we're not going to go all out in the beginning. Let's see what happens. Well, Memorial Day is the worst. It's the first time you're hit with this nonsense. And Wildwood, it apparently was ferocious. They had all hands on deck. They brought in more police. They had police from all over the place there. Watch the mayor of Sea Isle City, Desideri, Lou Desideri, great guy, when we were down there last year. He's in charge of this task force, I think, of 17 shore towns. But what are they going to do in New Jersey? Are they finally going to be able to break through with these progressives? And my answer is, I'm betting on the progressives because these people in Jersey are sick. Progressivism is a sickness. And they would rather continue to see what we're having here than admit that their policies are failures. It's a major part to what's going on at the Jersey Shore right in front of you, both on the whale scene. They're not giving up on that either. They're out there with four or five more people in the space that are engaged in this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up, we'll talk with Mayor Ernie Triano. A little bit later, we'll talk with Jay Town, who's been tremendous, one of the Trump lawyer surrogates. At about 2 o'clock, we'll talk with him about what's happened today. I thought the defense was a little bit shorter, but less could be more here than I thought would happen. How long will the prosecution go? They're worried about the lawyers. And then you have De Niro showing up. Do any of these jurors learn? Because they're going to go home. They're not sequestered. They're going to see De Niro showing up today in the annex around this. And at some point, are they going to say, that's enough? You know, this is just persecution. This is just derangement. I can't be on that side. There's all kinds of factors going on. I bet three or four of these jurors don't know where they're going to go.
Is this a response to Trump having, like, the Republicans
coming? Oh, yeah, yeah. So instead of having something, they bring De Niro out, a guy with no neck. And then, again, you know.
You get Piscopo, we get De Niro. Let's go, what?
You know, I am pro-law enforcement. But after a point, that one guy with the Capitol Police, you know, I get it, what happened on January 6th. I can't be supportive of that guy either. He's crazed, too, here with the Trump thing. Same thing, Fanon.
Just love they're trying to one-up the New Yorkness of Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, who do the Trump people bring out tomorrow that's more New York? Who's the most New York than De Niro? Yeah, there's got to be somebody there. Not Rudy. No, let's have Rudy in there. Don't tag him.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on. Yeah, Jim asks, how long before De Niro's on the Stern Show? That's what we got to hear. I'd play that for the jurors. I'd say I just would like you to hear, you know, what's going on here around this. I don't know if the judge would let you do that, but then I would just say it word for word. Robert De Niro's outside mocking you. He's deranged. These people that are engaged in this are. So you have to make up your own mind here rather than just worrying about this craziness that's going on. Robert De Niro. He's not filming. Oh, who knows? Jimmy Fallon said he's filming Raging instead of Bull something. Yes, out there. Yeah, yeah. All right. The mayor is next here. We'll get to the bottom of what happened in Wildwood. That's a question on people's minds. Dom Giordano's show. I'll tell you going in, we got a lot of ground to cover. And thank Mayor Ernie Triano for being good enough, Mayor of Wildwood, to come on. But something, Dan, I don't get, and I'm not going to get, people saying, you know, when your 18-year-olds can drink, we didn't have these problems. Oh, give me a break. Stop, you know, stop with the crate. Look, I told you what the answer is. If you want to challenge that, you can. And Mayor Ernie got into it in his proclamation that he sent out. But let's go to the Mayor of Wildwood here on Talk Radio 1210. Ernie, welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Thank you for the invite once again, Don.
Well, when I read what you put out, ultimately, you mentioned things like unparented kids, but then you talked about the laws of your state tying the hands of cops. I have the directives right in front of me where a cop can go to jail, $15,000 fine from that former attorney general that would chill any cop in trying to deal using their authority with these teenagers. So, Ernie, tell me, you know, what was going on in Wildwood and why this response, which made kind of national news?
Well, Dom, it's like anything. Alcohol sometimes breeds stupidity. Not that these kids were all drunk. It's this mentality that I got my phone, I got my camera. Let's create an incident. Let's be an influencer. Let's put it up on the internet. Everybody wants to be a star, you know, and then you get these kids who just, you're roaming up and down the boardwalk, punching people, grabbing people, you know, just throwing people onto the boardwalk. I don't get it, Don. Maybe I'm getting older, but I got to tell you something, civility and respect, which was something that we all had when I was a kid growing up, and why that has taken a backseat today, I have no idea. The disrespect shown to the police officers, to any authority or even any adult from these kids is unbelievable. The language, the attitudes, and they know you can't do anything about it because they're underage. You wind up, you're the one that winds up going to jail. These guys get a free ride. And
let me break that down. So, yeah. Ernie, is it the sense that you have and other cops, and this is tricky business, you got these kids harassing a cop, maybe him cursing at him, we're not going to do this, that, and the other. And you believe if they act on that, just as I said, from this directive from the attorney general, they're thinking, is it worth it? Everybody's going to be filming this. And if anything I was looking at some of your cops handcuffing people in the middle of a scrum. It was out there pretty big. And it illustrates how hard it is to handcuff somebody, and you got a mob egging this on and on top of you. So what are you going to do, Ernie? What are the tools that the police can use now?
That's a good question. You know, I received a call last night from the governor's aide, and I thanked him for calling, and I said, listen, there needs to be a dialogue with regards to how these kids are being handled in these seashore areas, especially being that this is an ongoing problem. The situation that you, the way you've made the laws are not working. You've empowered these kids to feel that they're invincible, and you've told the police department that, you know, you can't really do anything. Oh yeah, sure you could do something, but the repercussions against them are a whole lot greater than the repercussions against the violator. So, and the fact that we are very limited in a police force due to the fact that nobody wants to be a police officer anymore because of these situations. So I've asked, you know, I said, listen, I'm asking for a conference with the governor, with the attorney general, and I'm going to speak on behalf of probably every seashore resort area that's going through these problems. This is not unique to Wildwood by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, we probably were the last community to really have the problems that these other towns have been experiencing. So, my hat's off to the Wildwood Police Department, Chief Joe Murphy, for the job they did and the restraint. But if you're sitting there trying to do a job to protect people, and you got these punk-ass kids, excuse my expression, sitting there cursing at them and threatening them and telling them you can't do a damn thing because I'm 16 or whatever, I just, the lack of respect is, to me, I mean, I'd be in jail because I'd punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, well, Ernie, and you added an element to this, too, that we weren't talking about. They're filming this, too. They're engaging in it. It's both, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card, plus it makes you an influencer. I'm glad you added that part. And, Ernie, you know, I'm a Wildwood guy. We've been Wildwood our whole life, Wildwood Crest, yep. And then North Wildwood, and we're friends with you, the previous mayor. You know, we just had an unbelievable. But, you know, in Wildwood, things were a little bit looser over the years. Ocean City has a different vibe. When you have the same thing there and a stabbing in Ocean City, it ought to jump out at people. This isn't just the normal rowdiness or anything like that. This is triggered by exactly what you talked about.
This is a mob mentality. When we had that situation on the boardwalk Saturday night, what really wasn't talked about was after the police officers had these guys on the ground, and there was a gentleman who stepped in that I'd like to get his name, who helped the police officer.
Well, wait a minute. Is that guy? I saw the tape. The guy in it was in like a white shirt or white T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to get the look, Ernie, we're going to help you. We're putting all out bulletin for that guy. He gets the first drink. Johnny will see to that at Mulligan somehow or another, or we'll bring a case over to where he is, because that guy was really at risk. Can you imagine? He's not even a cop, and he jumped in to assist.
Exactly. And the chances, the likelihood of that crowd turning on the police and him were far greater than not. And now they're dancing around, they're pointing, they're cursing, they're carrying on. Then somebody lights off fireworks. Then there's a horde of kids running down the boardwalk, 200-300 kids running down the boardwalk. God forbid, nobody got run over. It's just, we don't need this.
Ernie, let me make a finer point here. Now we got a little bit more of the story, and I respect yesterday you wouldn't talk. It was Memorial Day, you know, for honoring. But
yes.
I don't know if you talked to your solicitor and all, when suddenly you used the term civil unrest and jump it up to the level that you did, based upon what you've said, I get it. But were you given pause how this was going to play, hearing civil unrest?
Absolutely not. Let me explain something. I'm a law and order type guy. I believe in law. I believe in the order. If you don't want to follow the law, you don't want to be in order, then it's unrest. And it is a tool that we used very effectively, mm-hmm. as opposed to how are we going to handle this. When something goes awry, you shut it down. Well, guess what? We shut the boardwalk down. I didn't shut it down at 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. It was like almost 12:30 at night. And what's the old saying? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
So it's I needed to protect not only the integrity of the – I needed to protect my officers and my firemen that were out there, you know, putting their lives on the line to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And then they got to listen to these fools carrying on and mouthing off and doing what they're doing. Like I said before, Don, if you don't do this at home, don't do it here.
Exactly.
If you do it at home, stay the hell home. We don't want you here. And tourism is our lifeline. But the funny thing about this, if it wasn't on the news, anybody that was not around the boardwalk or back off the community, they didn't even know anything was happening. This town, the city of Wildwood, is a very, very, very safe community. Again, this is not Wildwood people attacking out-of-towners. These are out-of-towners attacking out-of-towners. And a lot of times they're bringing their beefs from wherever they're coming from, and they bring this in. Now, I got senior weeks coming up the next couple of weeks. I'm going to tell you right now, they come down here, they want to act a fool, the repercussions will be a whole lot harsher because not as crowded as it was Memorial Day. And I'll be honest with you, if we can lock people up for being stupid and they really break the law, we're going to start locking people up.
Yeah, good for you, Ernie. And we're having Mike Testa on today, too. So you got somebody there in Trenton who has put a whole array of laws in that would help on this and to try to turn it around. So you're saying, though, you think there'll be a conference with the governor. You're a persuasive guy, and you're right, but, you know, they brought him down to the shore a year or so ago. I think you got to take your message almost across the state here. Otherwise, Wildwood, Ocean City, and all these others, you're in danger of just constant, this constant breakdown. You've made me feel it even more today of people sitting there egging this on and then trying to be on the web as influencers. Look at what we did with the cops.
Look, we're blessed. We're blessed to have Mike Testa as our senator. We called Mike. We talked to Mike. Mike was a lifeguard in Wildwood for years and years ago, so he's got an affinity for Wildwood. So I said, Mike, we need your help. And he said, you got my help. In fact, I'm going to reach out to the other mayors along the seashore. I'm going to reach out to my constituents in the Senate, and we're going to try to address the situation. I don't want to say we're too lazy to do what we got to do. We're very good at doing what we have to do, but we just need the tools. I need to give my police officers the tools to be able to conduct a proper search, a proper arrest, and they need to know that we're behind them, the state's behind them, and if somebody's breaking the law, that they have the law on their side. That's not the case right now.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Absolutely.
I need to make sure everybody that's in town is safe, including the employees that are hired by the city to do the things that nobody else wants to do.
Ernie, thank you. Thanks for the explanation. The great job of pulling all this together, given the little bit that I've seen. So please keep us in the loop. Let us know what's next, what you want to say, because we're always here to promote Wildwood. You know that.
And I appreciate that. And like I said, if we need to use the law to shut things down, we will use it. It's what we need to do to maintain civility in our community. That's what we'll do.
All right. Ernie, thank you. Thanks so much. We'll check in soon.
All right, sir. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Deanne, again, getting Ernie on here. I don't know if he's spoken to anybody else yesterday. He wanted to commemorate Memorial Day, so he didn't. But you heard a different element here, too, the social media aspect of this and some of the tape that I've seen. And I would like your help. Whoever, we'll find him if we keep at it. The guy who jumped in there, can you imagine how at risk he was? It was guy looked like a pulling guard jumped into this. He had a white T-shirt on or a white shirt. A cop sent it to me in Philadelphia and said, let's get this guy in Philadelphia. Because the cops were being overwhelmed at this point. You know, and people that think you just handcuff somebody, it's over. See how hard it is to handcuff somebody when they're struggling and you have all these people around you screaming, they're going to tell Phil Murphy about it. That guy. He's just, it's not just him. It's these progressive voters wherever they are. Some days they're silly. Many days they're destructive. That's what this is about. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Give me your reaction to that. And again, cops are fearful under the Murphy administration with all those people filming. You want to go through a trial? Do you want to go through more kangaroo courts in a place like Jersey? Oh, look at little Johnny. The cop punched him when he was subduing him, right? You want to go through that? You want to be a cop in that situation? It's amazing they can get anybody to do this. Dom time. Let's go to Wendy in South Jersey, who was in Ocean City on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wendy. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining
us.
Hi.
Big fan of you and Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I was up there on Sunday night on Ocean City's boardwalk with my son, daughter-in-law, and their kids, little kids, to go on the rides, and the boardwalk was, I felt like I was walking through Philly. It was just, you know, pushing, shoving. It was people of all backgrounds, and it was scary. There was a guy walking behind me with a boombox around his neck playing music really, really loud, which would never have been allowed on the Ocean City boardwalk. I had been going there since I was a couple weeks old, and I'm going to be 67, so I mean, it was a sight to see. And I have a friend who's a retired detective, so he and his wife work in the summer at one of the, you know, amusement areas. And he said to me, you know, get your grandkids on the rides now and then get them off here before dark. He said, because the last two nights, Friday was a girl fight, and then Saturday was the issue with the boy, the 15-year-old getting stabbed. It's just, it's riffraff. Sorry, but that's, you know, the only word I can think of that's polite enough to say.
Yeah, Wendy, and it's shocking. Look, as I said to the mayor, I love Wildwood, but I, you know, we know some of the things over the years. Ocean City's brand, though, is so much different. They've never, well, they did the last couple summers, and they handled it, but I think it's at a level now where something more dramatic has to be done here. You have people that are just getting off on this, social media and the like, and they're going to continue to do it.
And you know what, Dom? And I mean, I know this is like a little...
Dom Giordano's show. I'll tell you going in, we got a lot of ground to cover. And thank Mayor Ernie Triano for being good enough, Mayor Wildwood, to come on. But something, Dan, I don't get, and I'm not going to get, people saying, you know, when your 18-year-olds can drink, we didn't have these problems. Oh, give me a break. Stop, you know, stop. With the crate, look, I told you what the answer is. If you want to challenge that, you can. And Mayor Ernie got into it in his proclamation that he sent out. But let's go to the Mayor of Wildwood here on Talk Radio 1210. Ernie, welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us, as always.
Thank you for the invite once again, Don.
Well, when I read what you put out, ultimately, you mentioned things like unparented kids. But then you talked about the laws of your state tying the hands of cops. I have the directives right in front of me where a cop can go to jail, $15,000 fine from that former attorney general that would chill any cop in trying to deal using their authority with these teenagers. So, Ernie, tell me, you know, what was going on in Wildwood and why this response, which made kind of national news?
Well, Dom, it's like anything. Alcohol sometimes breeds stupidity. Not that these kids were all drunk. It's this mentality that I got my phone, I got my camera. Let's create an incident. Let's be an influencer. Let's put it up on the internet. Everybody wants to be a star, you know. And then you get these kids who just you're roaming up and down the boardwalk, punching people, grabbing people, you know, just throwing people onto the boardwalk. I don't get it, Don. Maybe I'm getting older, but I got to tell you something. Civility and respect, which was something that we all had when I was a kid growing up, and why that has taken a backseat today, I have no idea. The disrespect shown to the police officers, to any authority or even any adult from these kids is unbelievable. The language, the attitudes, and they know you can't do anything about it because they're underage. You wind up, you're the one that winds up going to jail. these guys get a free ride. And
let me break that down. So, yeah. Ernie, is it the sense that you have and other cops, and this is tricky business, you got this guy, you got these kids harassing a cop, maybe him cursing at him, we're not going to do this, that, and the other. And you believe if they act on that, just as I said, from this directive from the attorney general, they're thinking, is it worth it? Everybody's going to be filming this. And if anything looks, I was looking at some of your cops handcuffing people in the middle of a scrum. It was out there pretty big. And it illustrates how hard it is to handcuff somebody. And you got a mob egging this on and on top of you. So what are you going to do, Ernie? What are the tools that the police can use now?
That's a good question. You know, I received a call last night from the governor's aide, and I thanked him for calling, and I said, listen, there needs to be a dialogue with regards to how these kids are being handled in these seashore areas, especially being that this is an ongoing problem. The situation that the way you've made the laws are not working. You've empowered these kids to feel that they're invincible, and you've told the police department that, you know, you can't really do anything. Oh, yeah, sure, you could do something, but the repercussions against them are a whole lot greater than the repercussions against the violator. So and the fact that we are very limited in a police force due to the fact that nobody wants to be a police officer anymore because of these situations. So I've asked, you know, I said, listen, I'm asking for a conference with the governor, with the attorney general, and I'm going to speak on behalf of probably every seashore resort area that's going through these problems. This is not unique to Wildwood by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, we probably were the last community to really have the problems that these other towns have been experiencing. So, my hat's off to the Wildwood Police Department, Chief Joe Murphy, for the job they did and the restraint. But if you're sitting there trying to do a job to protect people, and you got these punk-ass kids, excuse my expression, sitting there cursing at them and threatening them and telling them you can't do a damn thing because I'm 16 or whatever, I just, the lack of respect is, to me, I mean, I'd be in jail because I'd punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, well, Ernie, and you added an element to this, too, that we weren't talking about. They're filming this, too. They're engaging in it. It's both, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card, plus it makes you an influencer. I'm glad you added that part. And, Ernie, you know, I'm a Wildwood guy. We've been Wildwood our whole life, Wildwood Crest, and then North Wildwood, and we're friends with you, the previous mayor. You know, we just had an unbelievable. But, you know, in Wildwood, things were a little bit looser over the years. Ocean City has a different vibe. When you have the same thing there and a stabbing in Ocean City, it ought to jump out at people. This isn't just the normal rowdiness or anything like that. This is triggered by exactly what you talked about.
This is a mob mentality. When we had that situation on the Boardwalk Saturday night, what really wasn't talked about was after the police officers had these guys on the ground, and there was a gentleman who stepped in that I'd like to get his name, who helped the police officers.
Well, wait a minute. Is that guy, I saw the tape, the guy in it was in like a white shirt or white T-shirt?
Yes.
I want to get the look, Ernie, we're going to help you. We're putting all out bulletin for that guy. He gets the first drink. Johnny will see to that at Mulligan somehow or another, or we'll bring a case over to where he is. Because that guy was really at risk. Can you imagine? He's not even a cop, and he jumped in to assist.
Exactly. And the chances, the likelihood of that crowd turning on the police and him were far greater than not. And now they're dancing around. They're pointing. They're cursing. They're carrying on. Then somebody lights off fireworks. Then there's a horde of kids running down the boardwalk, 200-300 kids running down the boardwalk. God forbid, nobody got run over. It's just, we don't need this.
Let me make a finer point here. Now we got a little bit more of the story, and I respect yesterday you wouldn't talk. It was Memorial Day, you know, for honoring. But you had I don't know if you talked to your solicitor and all, when suddenly you used the term civil unrest and jump it up to the level that you did, based upon what you've said, I get it. But were you given pause how this was going to play, hearing civil unrest?
Absolutely not. Let me explain something. I'm a law and order type guy. I believe in law. I believe in the order. If you don't want to follow the law, you don't want to be in order, then it's unrest. And it will be, it is a tool that we used very effectively as opposed to how are we going to handle this. When something goes awry, you shut it down. Well, guess what? We shut the bulwark down. I didn't shut it down at 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. It was like almost 12:30 at night. And what's the old saying? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
So I needed to protect not only the integrity of the community, I needed to protect my officers and my firemen that were out there, you know, putting their lives on the line to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And then they got to listen to these fools carrying on and mouthing off and doing what they're doing. Like I said before, Don, if you don't do this, if you don't do this at home, don't do it here.
Exactly.
If you do it at home, stay the hell home. We don't want you here. And tourism is our lifeline. But the funny thing about this, if it wasn't on the news, anybody that was not around the boardwalk or back off the community, they didn't even know anything was happening. This town, the city of Wildwood, is a very, very, very safe community. Again, this is not Wildwood people attacking out-of-towners. These are out-of-towners attacking out-of-towners. And a lot of times they're bringing their beefs from wherever they're coming from, and they bring this in. Now, I got senior weeks coming up the next couple of weeks. I'm going to tell you right now, they come down here, they want to act a fool, the repercussions will be a whole lot harsher because not as crowded as it was Memorial Day. And I'll be honest with you, if we can lock people up for being stupid and they really break the law, we're going to start locking people up.
Yeah, good for you, Ernie. And we're having Mike Testa on today, too. So you got somebody there in Trenton who has put a whole array of laws in that would help on this and to try to turn it around. So you're saying, though, you think there'll be a conference with the governor. You're a persuasive guy, and you're right, but, you know, they brought him down to the shore a year or so ago. I think you got to take your message almost across the state here. Otherwise, Wildwood, Ocean City, and all these others, you're in danger of just constant, this constant breakdown. You've made me feel it even more today of people sitting there egging this on and then trying to be on the web as influencers. Look at what we did with the cops.
Look, we're blessed. We're blessed to have Mike Testa as our senator. We called Mike. We talked to Mike. Mike was a lifeguard in Wildwood for years and years ago, so he's got an affinity for Wildwood. So I said, Mike, we need your help. And he said, you got my help. In fact, I'm going to reach out to the other mayors along the seashore. I'm going to reach out to my constituents in the Senate, and we're going to try to address the situation. I don't want to say we're too lazy to do what we got to do. We're very good at doing what we have to do, but we just need the tools. I need to give my police officers the tools to be able to conduct a proper search, a proper arrest, and they need to know that we're behind them, the state's behind them, and if somebody's breaking the law, that they have the law on their side. That's not the case right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I need to make sure everybody that's in town is safe, including the employees that are hired by the city to do the things that nobody else wants to do.
Yeah. Ernie, thank you. Thanks for the explanation. The great job of pulling all this together, given the little bit that I've seen. So please keep us in the loop. Let us know what's next, what you want to say, because we're always here to promote Wildwood. You know that.
And I appreciate that. And like I said, if we need to use the law to shut things down, we will use it. It's what we need to do to maintain civility in our community. That's what we'll do.
All right, Ernie. Thank you. Thanks so much. We'll check in soon.
All right, sir. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Deanne, again, getting Ernie on here. I don't know if he's spoken to anybody else yesterday. He wanted to commemorate Memorial Day, so he didn't. But you heard a different element here, too, the social media aspect of this and some of the tape that I've seen. And I would like your help. Whoever, we'll find him if we keep at it. The guy who jumped in there, can you imagine how at risk he was? It was kind of guy looked like a pulling guard jumped into this. He had a white T-shirt on or a white shirt. A cop sent it to me in Philadelphia and said, let's get this guy in Philadelphia, because the cops were being overwhelmed at this point. You know, and people that think you just handcuff somebody, it's over. See how hard it is to handcuff somebody when they're struggling and you have all these people around you screaming they're going to tell Phil Murphy about it. That guy. It's not just him. It's these progressive voters wherever they are. Some days they're silly. Many days they're destructive. That's what this is about. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Give me your reaction to that. And again, cops are fearful under the Murphy administration with all those people filming. You want to go through a trial? Do you want to go through more kangaroo courts in a place like Jersey? Oh, look at little Johnny. The cop punched him when he was subduing him, right? You want to go through that? You want to be a cop in that situation? It's amazing they can get anybody to do this. Dom time. Let's go to Wendy in South Jersey, who was in Ocean City on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wendy. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining
us.
Hi.
Big fan of you and Dan.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I was up there on Sunday night on Ocean City Boardwalk with my son, daughter-in-law, and their kids, little kids, to go on the rides. And the boardwalk was, I felt like I was walking through Philly. It was just, you know, pushing, shoving. It was people of all backgrounds. And it was scary. There was a guy walking behind me with a boombox around his neck playing music really, really loud, which would never have been allowed on the Ocean City Boardwalk. I had been going there since I was a couple weeks old, and I'm going to be 67. So, I mean, it was a sight to see. And I have a friend who's a retired detective, so he and his wife work in the summer at one of the, you know, amusement areas. And he said to me, you know, get your grandkids on the rides now and then get them off here before dark. He said, because the last two nights, Friday was a girl fight, and then Saturday was the issue with the boy, the 15-year-old, getting stabbed. It's just, it's riffraff. Sorry, but that's, you know, the only word I can think of that's polite enough to say.
Yeah, Wendy, and it's shocking. Look, as I said to the mayor, I love Wildwood, but I, you know, we know some of the things over the years. Ocean City's brand, though, is so much different. They've never, well, they did the last couple summers, and they handled it. But I think it's at a level now where something more dramatic has to be done here. You have people that are just getting off on this, social media and the like, and they're going to continue to do it.
And you know what, Dom? And I mean, I know this is like a little conspiracy theory-ish, but I know how the short towns came out hard against Murphy's windmill project. And I can't help but thinking there might be a little blowback, like, you know what, you have that coming against me, then I'm not really going to help you out. I wouldn't be surprised.
Wendy, thank you. Well, look, it's I'm the anti-conspiracy person. He's already done it to a great mayor, the mayor of North Wildwood. You're not going to protect your town, Mayor Rosanelli. You're not putting in a bulkhead. No. Our environmental crazy. My wife will get back to you on that, and maybe you'll get sand then. Go pound sand for now. Don't pound sand. We're not giving you any to pound. Now they're in a rush again. Dan, or is it a conspiracy? He knows I go to North Wildwood. So he's saying, and most of all, blow up the 14th Street beach area. Just blow it up.
It's because you're an honorary lifeguard, Dom.
That's right. I can break through all that.
Yeah.
All right. Big 1 o'clock hour coming up.
Yes, sir. May I have, please, more of Sam? Please.
We'll take your more calls. And Mike Testa here at 2:30. We'll talk with Jay Towne at 2 o'clock. The defense is rested. Now we're on to the prosecution, De Niro today. What a touch. And Jason Kelsey, Marcus Hayes, they won't let it go. Jason Kelsey, I'm kind of surprised. I'll tell you what he said about Butker. The first time around, he said the right things. Then maybe ESPN called, and I'll tell you what he said. And I don't like trolls, but a troll said, well, your wife is a homemaker. So this is the most popular guy, one of the most popular in the history of Philadelphia. He has the ability to say, shut up, this guy didn't mean any harm. He's got a different opinion.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.